This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to have Paul Cosentino. He is the Edward Kalajian Professor at Civil Engineering here at Florida Tech, and he's offering a super fun adventure for the summer. It's called Virtually Fundamental Engineering Dreamers Adventure. Tell us a little bit about that.
The reason we kind of came up with this, we canceled all these camps this summer, and there was thousands and thousands of kids with nothing to do. Up and I thought, I've been doing some stuff with kids that I can do virtually, and it's visual, and it's fun. And so like in 35, 40 minutes, I wrote down a whole slew of different topics that we could cover that I've kind of covered in the introduction to civil engineering camp, truthfully, with a little bit of video help. And as I talk them through it, you can do this to almost anybody can do these kinds of things. One of the topics, because I deal with soils, and I was trying to figure out what to do fun with soils. What do you do with dirt? I was racking my brains. I'm thinking all kind of technical stuff. And then one day I thought, I can have sidewalk chalk involved. So I'm going to ask them to draw an earth dam, which I'll show them the picture of the earth dam with sidewalk chalk on their driveway. So they'll draw it to scale with a ruler, and by the time they're done, they'll see a picture of an earth dam that they've drawn to some scale to get an idea how we would build it. And so that's one of the things. And then we did, late colleague Barry Grossman and I, we did a whole bunch of research on traffic sensors. I can explain how we classify traffic very easily. And there's a website. You can go on the website and click on the website, and poof, you can see how much traffic is coming right by Babcock Street here. Campus, there's nothing to it. And it's just a click, and then there's a station number. You click on the station number, and you have to read, and you'll see classes of vehicles. They go from motorcycles to big trucks, and there's 13 classes. So it's not complicated. So that there's a slew of these things that I've got going on. And the more people I get to join, the better of a chance we'll get to do this. So I'm trying to get the word out. I know it's late. I know the summer's all goofy, and I'm trying hard to do something that is pretty basic engineering kind of knowledge. Okay, when I went to the University of Pittsburgh back in the day, I didn't know anything about engineering. And so as I got through this, I realized there's a whole bunch of simple things that if I'd have known beforehand, I'd have known how to ask questions about what was happening next. The traffic, the dirt, the structures. And so there's a whole slew. Dr. Pinelli's got an app for hurricanes. It's the coolest app. So you click on it and see what's going on after the hurricane happened. So again, it's not technical. You don't have to have any math background. You just have to be able to use a computer, sidewalk chalk, and maybe a calculator to add a couple numbers up for us and stuff. So there's all simple things. But there's things that as you see them, you say, oh, that's nice. Now I know something about how they're building this or how it's being used to manage the traffic or how, you know.
So it's a great introduction to the whole concept of engineering.
Yeah, and it's a civilian level. So this, you know, aerospace engineers make rockets. Civil engineers deal with civilization. And so this, you know, bridges, roads, traffic, water, you know, so that aspect of it is the key of what we're doing.
So is there an age range?
9th through 12th grade, but if the whatever age group wants to do it, I think once you get to the 15 to 17, 18, 19-year-old age group, it's useful information. Even if you're in college, I think it's very, very useful information because it makes you curious about other things. And it makes you understand what's going on at these levels with civilization and how it might function.
You say it's virtual. Is it going to be at a specific time or is it going to be on demand? Or
I've got it set up. We're trying to do 10:30 to 11:30 every morning, Monday through Thursday for 2 weeks, if that works. If it doesn't, I'm flexible. It makes people think a little differently about, you know, what's going on outside of their house. July 13th is the start, 13th to the 16th. So that'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. So there's four adventures next week, and then there's four the following week.
If you'd like to find out more or sign up, you can go to fit.edu, go to the Civil Engineering Adventure icon, click on that, and you can register and find out all the details.